take you out of prison.
Both banks do a job.
Mr. President, Mr. Marshall is en route to the Pentagon. He just left.
See if Mr. Ketchum back.
Ketchum back, thank you.
I imagine they're in that lake, my guess. 3 days now. I got this list of names. Now, yeah, I told you the other night we had the Governor Collins under consideration.
Yes.
I assume if we can get him, we ought to get him without taking in these others, don't you?
Yes, I thought
This was in case he didn't come, isn't that right?
Yes, sir, and I had mistakenly understood that he was not acceptable for political reasons.
Well, Eastland had some raising hell about it, but I don't believe it'd go before his committee. Wouldn't it go before Commerce?
Go before Commerce, yes.
And he's acceptable to the two senators in the state, so it's a national job. And I would imagine that we could get him confirmed,
yeah,
wouldn't you?
They testify for him?
Well, they both cleared him with Hodges.
Yeah. Well, that'd be fine.
Okay. And then who'd be first on, would you think Labor Secretary next if we failed on
that? I would think so. He's a prominent Republican and out of politics now, and that has its advantages.
You think it'd be preferable to Collins?
I don't know the gentleman personally. Arthur Goldberg spoke highly of him. Ralph Dungan spoke highly of him. Bill Wirtz spoke highly of him. The only question with Collins that I have is whether or not he would be regarded in the South as one who had was a turncoat of some kind. That's probably Eastland's objection. But if he would be effective, I think the Southerner understands the problem much better than Northerners do.
You think he'd be satisfactory though with the Negro groups?
Collins, yes.
Yeah,
no,
that's
question.
Been checked out. Somebody checked it,
yes,
didn't have it.
Yes, no question. No question.